Blog Talk Radio.
Today is April 16th, which means it's my birthday, my day. So I just want to give a shout out to myself. Hey, Miss P. I also wanted to give a shout out to everyone who showed me love today. Thanks for, you know, the warm birthday wishes, excuse me. And all the love that everybody was given is totally unexpected, and I love you all for it. I also want to give a shout out to, you know, Mahogany. I want to give a shout out to Soul Ray, and I want to give a shout out to Reds on Facebook, because they wrote the most amazing things to me, and I just thought that was just like awesome. And also to Joey Brown Eyes, I mean my brother, he definitely had my eyes swell up or whatever the case may be. A shout out to my Aunt Gracie for coming through with some food and some strawberry cake. Good move, Auntie. We're starving. Thank you so much. I also want to give a shout-out to my boo for sitting up with me for, like, 14 hours getting tatted up. Yes, Miss P got her whole arm done in full effect. Want to give a shout-out to the Smack Boys and everything for all the love. And now the show must go on. So tonight I have on the show with me one of my favorite, you know, people that came on the show, Dunny Brown. So I'm going to be calling him in a few. And we're going to get him online. And today is the day that everyone gets to call in and ask Miss P whatever it is that you want. Just remember, guys, keep it professional and keep it to a minimum, okay? Because there's only so much I will honestly admit to, okay, unless I'm subpoenaed by the courts. So before we bring Dunny on, let's just play one of his new songs. He has a new album out. He also has some new videos that you guys can look up on YouTube. We had him on the show before a few months back in February. He's totally amazing, and he's doing his thing. So, you know, let's just listen to one of his songs, and then we'll get him on the line. This is Dunny Brown, Gots to Die.
I'm ready. Yeah, for that, and then they want to war with the draft. One half a field, two gunshot, and I ain't had that's what mine I get. When them tools give me no respect, them boy, them come with my shit and tech, when I go threat me, let the shots fly. No say the boy, think again, but we not play until somebody die. That's when the one gives us the bad himself. Yeah, I'm hard to kill, a boundary of this, not guarded grill. With murder in the sun, boy, bushwalk for real. I'm all pro, but I'm daddy. They hate me, they love me. I don't need a chick, the wife, I'm only looking for cutties. I don't click it with just anybody, all buddy, buddy. Cause niggas wanna get a body, chickens wanna get money. Only thing you get from it, your shells like a pack of seeds. Yeah, I seen a couple cells, they was packed with cheese. Train war stories, ripped them for the glory over bees. Graduated to the school of Christian, took it to the street. Got to sleep with the eye open on them at all times. Anybody could get it, that was covered in lesson 9. Lesson 10 was don't get caught slipping, even if she fine. Sisters set a nigga up, heavyweight, the nickel dime. Pine bridges, keep a gap, cases, niggas in the bushes. New York, I roll Dutchess, FLA, I twist switches, twist and snitch. Just to be sure, Mary is missing his kids, and whoever else, nobody's business, bear witness. It ain't another nigga like this, me, they all in the essence. Sunny Brown, a different breed, I got a different team. Still got niggas selling you dreams. You don't got the crown, but you still think you the king. You gotta go through me to even get that. Nigga, get back, when I throw your way, shatter chest plates on impact. World jump out the air, hey, time the mic kick back. Somebody get hit, hey, time I got to spit that. Hey, time I got to spit that.
Yay, that was Donnie Brown. That was Donnie Brown. And that's Got to Die. We have a call on the line.
Hello, cuz. Big sis. I love you so much. Happy, happy, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too. I love you, too. Much love. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for being you and being supportive and just being my sister and my cousin. How many people can say they have both all rolled up into one?
Yeah, we love you.
We love you. I love you too, baby, and thank you so much for taking the time to give me a shout out.
No doubt, no doubt. Love you.
I love you, baby.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Yes. So that was my cousin, Dee Dee. She's giving me some love, and, you know, who can ask her anything more? So let's get Sunny on the line, and let's, you know, talk to him about all his new ventures, and, you know, he's going to have the opportunity to ask me whatever it is that comes to mind that he wants to ask me. So let's just call him up, dial him up now, get Sunny on the line, the busy man, so, you know. Let's get them while we got it good, you know. Get them while we got it good. I also wanted to address something, but I'll wait till Sunny get on the line because I just thought this was, like, too hilarious in a paper the other day. So I'll talk about it when he comes on.
Yo.
Hey, Sunny, it's Miss P.
What it do, Miss P? Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Yeah, you know how that sounds good.
Thank you so much, Sunny.
No, that's
thank
how black
so
folks
much.
Do it. You already know.
You know what
man.
I'm saying? They always got to, you know, take it the long way around.
Yeah,
you know, at least the long way. So, Sunny.
Yeah.
I just want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to, you know, be a part of the program tonight. That's so awesome of you. It really, really is. You're going to help me. He's going to be on for a little bit, guys. So if anybody have any questions, want to show him some love for his new song that we just played, I just played Got to Die, and it's awesome as usual. So you have some callers on the line.
Thanks.
So many thanks to you. Let's see. Caller, you on the line with me and Sunny Brown. Hello, caller. Okay.
Caller, where y'all at, man? Ring the phone.
Okay.
We got to send in that birthday love for my girl. We're going to get the interviews going. We're going to keep y'all informed on everything that's going on in her life. And, you know what I mean? You want to be right
that's
here.
Right.
Tune in.
That's right.
Happy
we
birthday,
Miss caller. Caller, you on the line? Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hey. You on the line with Miss P and Sunny Brown.
Hi, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's Jay Money.
Thank you so much. Hey, Jay Money,
it's
how
Jay
are
Money.
You?
Jay Money.
Good.
Good.
Sunny, Jay Money is actually a young, up-and-coming artist. You know, we have to show him love. I had him on the show for Kids Day and everything. He's doing his thing.
All right.
You know, so he's just giving me a shout-out right now. Thank you so much, Jay Money, for giving me a shout-out. Is there anybody you want to shout out?
anybody, you know. I'm shout out to my moms and everything.
No doubt. Where you calling from, J Money?
Calling from Riverdale. Okay. C. Bailey.
Yeah. Rep that.
All right, then. Thank you so much, J Money, for taking the time to give us a call, okay? You have a great day, and thank you, and happy birthday to you, too, because you had a birthday just passed, too, fellow Aries. Thank you
thank
for the love.
You.
No problem. Okay. Yeah, Thunny, so, yes, I'm on the hot seat today, Thunny, so feel free to ask whatever it is you want to ask. I'm sure.
But before we even get into that, Thunny,
let's talk about you for a few seconds. Let's talk about your new business ventures and the new project that you have coming out and stuff like that. Since I have you for a short period of time, I want to just put that out there real quick that, you know, all the good things that you're doing right now.
Well, you already know, Thunny Brown, the Thunder God, TTG, TMS, the mommy stealer, you know what I mean? 150 for the sharpshooters, 1/4 for the A Squad, 1/3 of the fam trees, 1/2 of the rock boy G's, 100% done. You know what I mean? Just came up off the editing boards with my homie, the super photographer, the hot shot photog, Rennie Renoir. He just edited up the vid for the joint y'all just heard. That's Got to Die, you know what I mean? Some freestyle joint off of the mixtape that's coming out called Bow Down. Getting everybody prepped. You already know that's the prelude to the album. You know what I mean? We got a mini series that we pushing called The O. Look for that. That's coming out of Orlando, Florida. You know what I mean? That's why it's so called dubbed The O. You know what I mean? We got that thing going on. It's in production right now. You know what I mean? I'm behind the scenes doing some of the writing. I'm in front of the camera doing some of the acting. We getting that going. You know what I mean? We got my group, the Rock Boy G's, backed by super producer DR Period, you know what I mean? The producer that brought y'all Annie up, you know what I mean? From my man's MOP featuring Busta Rhymes and Remy Ma, you know what I mean? And also, he brought y'all the Hey Ma joint for Cameron, Dipset, Jewels, you know, all that. So he's back in a project called the Rock Boy G's, and that's a group that I'm part of with my partner Fly Ty. We got that situation coming, and you already know we got a show next week out in Connecticut. I mean, just did some modeling, doing a little bit of acting. I'm in the gym. We getting it going.
Right, and you are looking good, Thunny. Can I just add that? You know, I always flirt with you. I always have to. I just can't help myself,
you're
going to
get me
okay?
in trouble. You had one of my fans getting at me crazy off the last interview. They're like, I can't believe you didn't stop. I'm like, yo, come on, bro. What's wrong with you? You know what I mean? This is my people. This is all love. It's show business. You know what I mean? We on here doing what we do, entertaining the people. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
No extra emotional. What's wrong with these
people? Shout out to all of the Thunny lovers. It was all love from Miss P to Thunny. Okay, please don't take it personal.
I had a senior citizen call me from Virginia. Said, "Yeah, I heard about that thing. It was I'm talking about real talk. One of my mom's friends was listening in. She called and she's like, "Oh, you had the situation hot up there, huh?" I was like, "Hey, you know."
But you know what? Without the drama, I mean, who don't like drama? You know, people just have to learn not to take it so personal. You know what I'm saying?
If you want to write your own.
No, go ahead, Thunny.
I was about to say, if people want to go ahead and write their own version of what happened, then of course
right.
it's going to seem a little juicier, a little more dramatic, a little steamier. But if we follow the script that we just, you know what I mean, laid down for the people, you see what it was. It was all fun and games, and it was all real
right.
talk. The type of things that you said, and some might consider flirting, some might consider disrespectful, those are the type of things that the ultimate performers consider the ultimate compliment. You know what I mean? Because
right.
actually, that real talk, I got it on memory right now. Somebody mentioned like panties would have got thrown on the stage. Hey,
yeah, that was me.
You know what I mean? If panties get thrown on the stage, that means I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Exactly. As long as they are clean, okay?
And that's what we're talking about. So, you know, it is what it is.
Exactly, Thunny. Thank you. I'm so glad that you're there. You know what I'm saying? And this is why I'm always going to keep you close because, I mean, the things that you say, I read on Facebook, the stuff that you put, and especially that thing about Facebook, Livebook, I had to repost that because
yeah,
I just, they hit me. It made such an impact. It was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it did the same thing with me.
Right. It's crazy. Facebook is like almost like the death of everybody, seriously.
For real.
People are taking away.
Living your life off of off of these things. I don't know what these authors are. I don't read these books, but I think one of the dudes might be Zane and this, that, and that. These hood, urban, thugged out, drugged out. I mean, you can't be trying to live your life based off of a soap opera, based off of a something that's not real. You know what I mean? Can't be
exactly.
Basing your life off of trying to bring something about where there's nothing there. And me and you, we business associates, business affiliates, and we just had a little bit of fun over the airways. That's all that was. So don't try to make it more than what it is.
Really? Stop it, lady. Stop it. Because, see, the way Miss P gets down is just this, and then we'll leave it as that. Like, I'm a very, like, I need everything to myself. You know what I'm saying? And if I can't have something to myself, then I don't want it at all.
Yeah,
okay,
so,
ladies... Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
If Dunny and I were together, trust and believe, a lot of it would be known, okay? It would be known, because Miss P is going to make sure that she let it be known, okay?
You already know. I mean, be secure with yourself, you know what I mean?
Right,
not to mention, yo, we all fans of the music, all fans of the business, and what one another is doing right now. And that's one of the main reasons that we came together. You know what I mean?
Right.
Each one teach one,
exactly.
All for one, one for all. I know what you stand for. I know you stand strong. I know you stand tall. And that's what we're trying to big up right here. That's what we're trying to move
that's
forward.
That's right. Thank
you, know
you
all
so
this,
much.
This fan.
Yeah.
All this is being done out of fan. All this is being done out of love. You know what I mean? We here spending time. This is Saturday, B. I mean, it might be nasty outside, but we already know we could get it going. PS3, weed, some buzz.
Right.
Some drinks
right.
Or whatever, and you got your party wherever you at. But we right here giving it to you, giving it to y'all, letting y'all get a bit closer to Miss P, get a bit closer to Sunny Brown. Know some things
that's
you probably
right.
Didn't know.
That's right. See how? I mean, come on. I couldn't have said it better myself. So moving right along off of that, you know, we're going to let them think what they want to think. And, you know, hopefully we, might want the right track now.
You already know it. It don't even matter what they thinking. Good, bad, happy. It don't matter what they thinking because as long as you thinking about us. You know what I mean?
Right. Thank you, guys. I love it.
All pub is good pub. We love the love. We love the hate. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So, Sunny, is there anything that you want to ask Miss P today? Because there's a lot of people that always have questions, and they say, how come you never have people ask you questions? I'm like, call in. Ask me what you want to ask me.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to do it for those that might be scared to ask, because you already know, beautiful young ladies, they intimidate. They intimidate men. They intimidate women. You know what I mean? And like we just said, they generate hate. They generate love. Some verbalize, some not. Which still... We're going to let them know. They don't got to be scared to approach Miss P. You know what I mean? First and foremost, I mean, I've been seeing your photos. And
right.
I got a good look at your photos. I see we got some work done over here. And it's looking real good. You look real intense. I mean, sexy. I mean, sexy but smart. You know what I mean? And I want to really know, like, what's behind these photos? What's the thought behind this main photo that you're pushing right here? Like, I want to know what it is. Let me know about Miss P. Where does Miss P come from? What does she stand for? And what are you saying to me right here, right now?
Okay, that is an excellent question. Basically, those pictures were taken to show that I can be sexy. But let me just back up a little bit. As everyone sees, I am a big girl, you know? So I want people that are my size or bigger kind of to take precedence within themselves. That's
all right, not to cut you off, but what's your size?
Sure.
Let us know some dimensions.
That's fine. I'm like, probably, what, 13, 14?
Okay.
You know, depending on the designer or whatever, the 13, 14, it just all depends, you know? Miss P,
because I know a lot of ladies, they scared to get into those type of details. A lot of ladies, they don't want to release that. I mean, you know, because they might, real talk, they might not feel too good about themselves. So, you know, and not to mention what society says that a woman should be, the size of a woman should be. So, they might want to keep something like that on the hush. But, you know. What are we talking about? Like, how much you weigh? How tall are you? What's breast size? All of that. Give it to me raw. Miss P, where you at? Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Hello, Carla.
Hello.
Carla, you on the line?
This is Alexis.
Hey, Alexis,
happy
what's
birthday.
Going on? Hey, what's going on, beautiful?
Nothing, I was calling to tell you happy birthday.
Thank you so much, baby. How's little mama doing?
She's good. She's sitting here right now.
Okay. I hear you. You telling me happy birthday? You telling me happy birthday? You telling me happy birthday, mama? I love you. I love you.
We love you. And we might see you in May for the
okay, awesome. I cannot wait. Thank you so much, babe, for taking the time to give me a call.
No problem.
All right, baby. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah, so I don't know what had happened to the show. This is just too much for me, you know, but there will be things in life that will try to slow you down. But we're not going to allow it to take any more time away from us. Let me play another song, and then I'm going to get Solray and try to get Dunny back on the line again because Dunny only was going to stay on with us for a half an hour. That was a great question. I wanted to answer it to the full capacity and oh, anyway, let's get a song on so we can keep it moving. This one is by On My Own by Bones, which we'll be interviewing him at 7 o'clock. So let's go, let's check it all out.
Yeah, on my own, I came here alone. Born alone, so my destiny's on my own. So every move I make, my plans are set in stone. And I ain't changing for no one. I'm a man and I'm a role, the only way that I know. And I don't care if you condone. Homie, I keep it real and I'm stuck in my ways. And I'm the type to do whatever long as I fucking get paid. Ain't a damn thing stopping me, so honestly, I gotta be the next one up. Or I'll be plotting on the robbery. See, everything I noticed in my life that's fucked up must have been put in my past so it could toughen me up. So every obstacle I breached, I beat and kept it moving, doing what I'm doing, disimproving it with this music. So tune into the revolution and listen to this new shit. Cause even on my own, it's still be a movement. It's time to use my powers and MC to the public. You can hate it or love it, either way I'll think nothing of it. Everything I ever did it on my own. Doing this rap shit, I'ma get it on my own. No help, no nothing, just me getting in the zone. So I can better my life and make things different for bones. Everything I ever did it on my own. Doing this rap shit, I'ma get it on my own. No help, no nothing, just me getting in the zone. So I can better my life and make things different for bones. Life is crazy, I swear, I'm going fucking insane. My enemies want me to fall, so all of this is in vain. But they won't get the best of me, I reach my destiny eventually. Cause I'm using all my energy to get whatever's meant for me. I'm underestimated and I don't think I can take it. The support, some are faking just in case that I cake it. I can sense all the hatred, but whether or not if they like it, I'ma make them embrace it today. Then I'm taking the stage and straight ripping the crowd, so take a look at me now. Cause I'm on a brand new path and I'm no longer looking down. So I ain't seen your doubt, I finally figured you out. You ain't posing a threat to me cause I'm up in the clouds. And I don't know if it's from the haze or maybe it's from the stage. Either way, things will change and my fate will be faced. So anyone who doubts me, fuck them. Now I'ma show them, I'm moving up to the top, getting to the top on my own. Everything I ever did it on my own. Doing this rap shit, I'ma get it on my own. No help, no nothing, just me getting in the zone. So I can better my life and make things different for bones. Everything I ever did it on my own. Doing this rap shit, I'ma get it on my own. No help, no nothing, just me getting in the zone. So I can better my life and make things different for bones.
Yes, so that was Bones on My Own, and he'll be on at 7. I just want to give a shout-out to Sonny Brown. I know he was only supposed to be on for 30 minutes, and, you know, this is jacked up what happened with the switchboard. I don't know what happened. He couldn't hear me. I lost some calls. A lot's going on. It could be due to the weather. Again, I apologize about the, you know, interruption in the interview. If anyone has any questions they want to call in and ask Ms. P, feel free to do so. The number is 818-495-6975. At this time, I'm going to get Soray on the line because, you know, we have some stuff that we want to discuss with her, and she has some new upcoming stuff that she want to discuss with us. So let's get her on the line so she can fill us in into all the new projects that she's doing and for us to get kind of a feel of, you know, what we can interact in with Soray, new projects and stuff like that. I just want to give my family love for giving me calls and shouting me out on the radio today. I feel so loved. You know, it was just like one of those things on a rainy day. And, you know, and although I'm indoors, you know, I just, you know, I'm happy about it. I'm not sad, in other words, you know. It could be worse. So let's get Soray on the line.
Hello?
Hey, Soray, it's Miss P. How are you today?
Hey, how are you? Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Puttin' Pie. Thank you so much. Bunny was just on, but we have a caller on the line. Let's take the call.
Okay.
Caller, you on the line?
Hello?
Hey. You on the line with Miss P and Soray?
Oh, I'm on the line right now?
Yes,
hello? Yes,
on the
you
line
are.
Right now. Live and in living color.
I just wanted to call and give Miss P a shout out and say happy birthday. That's all.
Oh, thank you so much. I really
right,
appreciate
welcome.
It. Thanks all for
right.
the love.
I won.
Cola forgot to tell us their name.
I know, exactly. But I think I know who that was. A shout out to D. Shout out to D.
I know who it was.
So in love.
Why are you trying to be a mystery person?
You know, let's take this call. Caller, you on the line with Miss P and Soray.
Hi, sweetheart. Miss P, I love you. You're my best baby. And you have a
Aww.
Good birthday. God bless you, sweetie.
Thank you so much, Aunt Gracie.
Yes, it is.
Hey, sweetheart, enjoy.
Aunt Gracie, Soray's on the line.
Hey, sweetie, you my best baby, too.
Love you much, Auntie. Have a glorious night.
I love you, too. God bless you both. And we'll talk soon. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. So, yeah, Soray, so what's going on, Mommy? What's going on?
Nothing much. I just came to join the birthday party and put Miss P on the hot spot for once.
I know, right? Exactly. Sonny had such good questions, and for some reason, Soray, the switchboard started acting up again. And, you know, and it just totally distorted our whole conversation. I mean, he asked me a really, really amazing question, and now
Well, what
he's
was
gone.
The question? Because I missed the last question. I had to leave the room for a minute so I could go finish dinner.
Oh, okay. Well, the question was, you know, he was commenting on the pictures that I took and the ones that I had up or whatever, what made me take it, you know, the picture with the seriousness of the face and, you know, what was I trying to, you know, put out there, you know, as far as, like, those pictures that I had up with the, you know, the hat and all that stuff. And I was just basically going into the fact that I told him I was a big girl, and then he wanted to know my size, my weight, my height, bra size and all that, but I left the bra size out, you know. I went to the weight. I wasn't afraid of that. I went to the size of the waist, but the bra size I'm kind of going to leave out of there. But basically,
you're
going
to leave it up to the imagination.
Exactly. I was just basically trying to comment on that, and it just kind of got cut off in between that. But we have some callers on the line, so Ray, let's take a call.
Okay.
Caller, you on the line with Miss P and Soray.
We're shaking, Miss P. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I'm feeling the love.
I know it's coming from one half of the I'm Smack Boys. You know I'll be doing your thing tonight.
Oh, thank you. Is this Flip from the Smack Boys? Funny, the smoker?
Yeah, this Flip right here. This Flip. How's your birthday to you?
My birthday treated me fine. It was your birthday, too, so shout out to Flip from the I'm Smack Boys. He's also Aries. His birthday was on Tuesday, guys. So
happy belated birthday, Flip.
Thank you very much.
thank you so much for giving us a call. And everybody's wondering when you're going to be back on the show. So it's really good with that.
Well, I'm letting other people get a chance, you know, get their radio show time on. I'm going to come back and take over for a couple more shows, you know.
Right. And then y'all show is going to be launching soon, right?
Yeah, it's going to be launched soon. So as soon as I find the other half and I'm Smack Boys, we're going to turn it up. So, you know, you're going to hide.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for showing love. Happy birthday to you too, babes.
All right. Thank you. Happy birthday. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Yes, we have another caller, Soul Ray.
Okay.
Are you on the line with Soul Ray and Miss P?
Hello, caller. Please state your name.
Hello?
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 Hello, are you there? This is Miss P, and you on the phone with Soul Ray. Who's calling?
Yes. Hello, this is Patty.
Hey, Patty Waddy. What's going on?
Nothing. Actually, I was listening again, and I got connected. That's okay. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much, Patty. What's going on? How's the album and everything going?
Still working on it, and it's definitely going to be an album. At first, it was going to be a mixtape, but, I'm going to come from my heart with the album, so I'm going to do an album. And I'm writing, and just writing, and it's coming along good.
Good. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm happy. So when should we start looking out for, you know, some drops or some songs? Are you going to make any singles and stuff like that?
On some singles, yeah. Yes, I am. Yeah. I mean, it's hard work, and it's like I don't have so much support, you know, so I'm like a one-man team right now, so it's
mm-hmm.
it's a lot. But I plan to, within the next month, have a single out.
Right.
Yeah, within the next month.
All right, but you know you can always hit me up later or whenever and let me know what you need help with, and then we see what we could do by putting our heads together and see what we can come up with as far as, like, getting it, you know, the help that you need.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. I appreciate it. No doubt.
Okay, Patty, thank you so much for the love.
No doubt.
And, you know, thanks for being part of
the
family.
Oh, I'm it's a pleasure to be a part, and I was going to say, I hope you enjoy your birthday. I know the weather's crazy. So, what can you do for your birthday?
Well, my plans right now is to just, you know, relax and be grateful and be thankful that, you know, today I turned 34 and, you know, not everybody could stay the same. So I'm just, you know, with my family, loving life and, you know, loving the show and loving all the people that I have out there in the universe that love me back. That's all.
Yeah, that's the most
and more
important
I could
thing.
Ask for. Absolutely. So is there any question before I let you go, Patty, that you could possibly wanted to ask me that, you know, because I'm supposed to be on the hot seat today.
Oh,
and people supposed to be asking me questions.
I don't mean to be corny, but I can't think of anything right now.
That's okay.
All right,
Patty, thank you so much.
All right,
Patty,
no
have a great night.
All right, thank you too. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, since no one has a question for you, I have a question for you.
I am ready.
All right. My first question is, since you started the show, has there been any type of enlightenment as far as what you've learned about people in general or otherwise?
Yes, it totally has been an enlightenment as far as, like, the show. Since January 8th, the show started this year. And basically it just made me more conscientious of the need of the show. It made me more conscientious of the need of people finding more within themselves to come together to support other people, because there's so many talented people out there. There's so many people with goals and dreams and things that need to be touched upon, but they don't really have a support system. And Patty just kind of signed, sealed, and delivered that when she just stated that she's working on it, but she's a one-man show. And my thing is, there's billions and billions of people out here. We have some quote-unquote family. We have quote-unquote friends. And we have people, even if it's not a friend saying, and it has to be, you have to do something out of pocket, you know, why can't people just kind of come together and help uplift each other's projects and dreams and goals? So basically this is why I started this platform for the Intune Show, for everybody, the average Joe, and kind of a support system for people like myself, yourself, Patty, and otherwise. So I've been enlightened about the fact that, you know, there is a real need for, you know, this show is a real need for all the things that I have in my head that I'm trying to see come to fruition, because there's really no love out there. There's really no love.
I completely agree. So at this time, you feel like you're just like a forum. The Entombed Show is like a forum for people who otherwise will not have a voice, kind of underground.
Exactly.
Artists and,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I feel like even those people, because, you know, I met a lot of people along the way, and it's such a short time, so Ray, I can honestly say that even though a lot of people need help, they're so distraught in the sense that you're so used to just doing your own thing and not having that support system that you just don't know how to really take support when support is given to you freely and without even bias. You know what I'm saying? Because people always expect that is something behind the reason why somebody want to help them. Because they're so used to being stabbed in the back, and it's sad.
Because so now they always have their guards up, and you're here to change that.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm just hoping that you, me, and everybody that has came on the show so far, and the ones that I still stay connected with, can kind of start putting that out there in our everyday life, which I know you already do, and that's why I love you so much, because you are like that platform that helps me stand strong as well. So I thank you, and I appreciate you for all the things and all the support that you are, and I love you dearly, even though we feel like cats and dogs.
We sure did. Our body was on live, but there's nothing but love. We are bonded for life, for real. And
exactly.
What you put out there is what you get back tenfold. That's just the way life is. So
right.
At this time, if we don't have another call, I have another question.
Sure.
Okay, so my thing is, we want to know, as a united front, what other projects are you working on right now? What other things are going on in that brilliant mind of yours to help others?
Thank you so much. Well, right now I'm putting together with the I'm Smack Boys Off the Page magazine, which
okay.
is basically the mission behind that is like a spinoff of the Entombed Show. So basically I didn't want to call the magazine the Entombed Show because it would be kind of too cliche, you know, Entombed. Basically,
mm-hmm.
everything creative, anything that you have as a thought process goes onto paper in my mind, because everything that comes to my mind, I have to write it down before I forget. So basically, the basis of the Off the Page magazine is everything creative is on paper, but once it's put out into the universe, now it's off paper and it's out in the universe. So basically, Off the Page just simply signifies anything creative, anything that's out there as far as, like, the community, as far as, like, small business, entrepreneurs, people with all kind of talents and skills. That's the average Joe that's under the radar, like ourselves, that's really doing brilliant things but not really out there. That magazine is kind of the stepping stone and a tool that I'm going to use to help branch off for other people and empower other people, because now is a place where they can have that kind of solidifies them as an individual, because anything else is like, oh, you have to be a celebrity or you have to be a fashion designer or you have to be a certain thing to fit into this whole culture of high-class people. But what about the people that's down under the radar? What do we have as a platform? Nothing.
So you're basically finding a way to turn intellectual property into fruition, make it come alive.
Exactly. So that's the whole purpose of Off the Page magazine, and that's basically what I adopted as my baby right now and what I'm going crazy on trying to put together, which is coming together very well, I must add. So,
that's,
you know,
wonderful. I'm glad to hear you're doing so many great things. Okay.
Absolutely.
What inspires and drives you?
Okay. What drives me is that I know that I'm here for a reason, and I feel like each of us are. And I sit around sometimes and I complain about the bills, and I complain about not having this, and I complain about not having that. But at the same time, we all have skills. We all have talent. We all have things that we could use to bring us income. But it's what we do with the energy. People sit around all their lives talking about what I should have, could have. I turned 34 today, good guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, when am I going to should have, could have? Thank you. When am I going to shoulda, coulda? Stop putting my words to action. So basically, this is the whole basis, but I can't do it alone. I'm not a one-man show. I don't want to be a one-man show. You know, what I'm doing is not really to put myself on the mat. What I'm doing makes me feel good. It makes me feel good to help people, because that's what we're here for, to help and uplift, and people have lost focus on that.
And, a lot of people have lost sight of the fact that the more people you help, the further along you'll go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not about just being here on earth by yourself, or, you know, not looking out for the little guy or not helping your neighbor. The Bible says that help thy neighbor, you know, honor thy neighbor. Everybody is here to help one another. Nobody can make it on earth by themselves. And that's something that we really need to bring back to the table as a people. You know, I don't know about everybody else out there, but I know our people really, really need to concentrate on this because we're the ones lacking it the most.
Exactly. We're the one who take each other down the ladder further than anybody could ever take us. And I hear people say sometimes, oh, I can't do this because I was in jail. I have a record. I can't do this because I'm a black man or I'm a black woman. You can do whatever the hell it is you want to do. As long as you have breath in your body and blood in your body, you know, you can do whatever the hell you want to do, but it's up to you to do those things. It's up to me. It's up to you. It's up to everybody. So, you know, I'm not making no excuses for myself no more. Today I'm too tired. Today I'm broke. Today I'm this. Take a little bit of your money and invest it back into yourself instead of go buy that $50, $60, $100 pair of jeans or sneakers. Take that and invest that $50, $60, $100, $200 into yourself, and it'll and you will see the difference. Back tenfold. It takes stuff, money, to make money. And sometimes you'll lose money. But that's with any business when you're just starting.
That's right. Everything starts with a seed, and you have to nurture and harvest that seed in order for it to grow into a healthy crop. So
exactly.
If everybody out there, really, if you haven't seen it yet, you need to go and rent the movie Inception. Inception will open your mind and let you see a lot of what you're saying. Everything starts with a seed implanted. It could be a thought. It could be something you saw in a magazine. It could be something that you saw on TV. It could be something you heard. Everything starts with the seed. And if you do not nurture that seed, the seed will die. It will not grow.
Exactly. Very well said, Solray. Very well said. We have a caller on the line, Solray. You on the line with Miss P and Solray?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
You guys can hear me?
Yes, we
can. Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay, that's great. That's great. That's great. Let me clear my throat. Hold on.
Hey.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you
Who's
doing?
Who's on the line?
Hi, Miss P.
Hi.
Hey, Woo.
Hey.
You don't know who this is?
No.
This
I'm lost right now.
This is Sexy Ma.
What?
Yes, honey.
Shut up. I didn't even think it was even possible to ever get
okay.
you on the line.
I told you I'm full of surprises.
What, girl? You just, you. I had to stand up on that one. Totally
Did
out
you
of
really?
My seat. Yes. it was that alarming. Like, I had to look around me. Like, Solray just said Inception, and I didn't see that movie, but I heard it's like a change of time frames and stuff. So I just had to think about, like, is Inception happening now?
I didn't see that
now?
Movie
what
either, but I heard it's good.
Okay.
Excellent movie.
So tell us about the movie, Solray. This is P. This is Solray. Hey.
Hey. Welcome to the Miss P birthday celebration.
Yes, honey. I have to call in. This is my first time calling in, but I do listen to the show when it's not on air because I tend to forget. Not forget. I'm so busy. Not forget, but I do listen to it in my late night, you know, when I'm in my late night mood. I want to hear Miss P voice.
I know that's
okay.
Right, girl. That sounds good to me. Okay.
Okay.
So what you doing on this rainy day, Sexy Fee?
Fee Sexy Ma.
I know it's Fee Sexy Ma, but I'm going to call you Sexy Fee.
Oh, you're
going to
call me Sexy. You can call me anything you want, Miss P. You already know.
Just don't call you home.
Okay.
Don't call you late for dinner, right?
Exactly. Don't call me late for dinner, for real.
Yes. So
I'm
Fee Sexy
at home
Ma.
I'm trying to listen to my downloads that I downloaded earlier. I don't know her name, Marsha Ann, what is that? Marsha?
Ambrosia.
Yeah, Ambrosia, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to listen to it. I sent the email to iTunes because my
okay
music didn't download, so that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, you letting them know. Yeah, they got away with a lot of that with me, too. You got to go at them hard because they're
yeah.
vultures, you know, they're vultures.
You know, that's what I do.
So,
I go at people
okay.
hard.
Okay.
So do you have any questions?
What are you doing on your birthday?
I'm talking to you and Solray at the
okay.
moment.
okay.
So you have any? You have any? Anything you want to ask me that you know you probably wanted to ask any question at all? I'm on the hot seat today, so everyone's welcome to ask me something.
You really on the hot seat?
I'm on it.
What can I ask Miss P? I don't know. I know all about Miss P.
That's so true. There's really no hidden book over here.
Okay, so since you know all about Miss P, why don't you ask her something that you know that the rest of the world does not?
Okay, that's a good
Nothing
idea.
Extremely personal, though.
Okay. Thanks, Lori. Thanks. Because I have my mouth open gaping. Don't tell her that.
Not nothing that's going to get her kicked off the air. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's keeping
PG.
I want to know.
I was like, oh, God, so Ray, you just said that to the wrong mamma jamma, okay?
I knew to correct it. I came back.
Thank you so much. That's why I love you so much, girl. You quicker than a whippersnapper over there, okay? So go ahead. Stop soiling Miss P. Sexy Ma. Anything you want to put out there to the world that people may not know about me? Exactly.
Okay. You know what I really want to know? I want to know what inspires you to be so positive in any type of negative situation. It could be the world is ending and Miss P is so positive. And I want to know what spirit is
what
over your head.
What planet are you from?
Exactly, because I need to know. I'm learning. I'm trying hard. Okay.
Oh my God.
Are you trying to say she's not really from Venus?
She's from Pluto. She's from Venus.
Pluto the rock? Is it Pluto the rock now?
Okay. Exactly. Well, you know what, see, just to answer that question real quick, I'm not really always positive, so to say that I am is
no,
a lie.
You are.
And I don't want to put that
you
up
are.
There. No, I'm not. It may seem that way because I try to find something positive out of everything that happens in my life, but I'm not always feeling positive. I have my moments, too, because I am from Earth, even though it may seem like I'm from Venus or Pluto at times, and sometimes I feel that I'm from there as well. But for the most part, no, I am human. I do have emotions, and I do go through what everybody else goes through, but I try to get a hold of myself quick before I go too far down into that black hole, because at the end of the day, what keeps me focused is I have a mother that I know needs me, and I have my son that I know needs me. So that's what kind of grounds me at the end of the day, because if I lose myself, then who's going to be there for them?
That's true.
So that's what
true.
Holds
I'm keep
me
that in mind.
A little focused. Yeah, that's what
Definitely
holds me a little focused. That my son he's going through what he's going through as a typical 18-year-old, and my mom's going through what she's going through. And it's just like, if I'm not that rock and I'm not that stone and I lose myself and get caught up on other stuff that's going on in my own personal life and in my world, then my world is crumbling right before their eyes, and they're there seeing this. And, you know, my son, he has so much that he's going through right now, and he needs his mother there like I've been there. So
right.
When it comes down to trying to regain myself, I just think about my son, and that snaps me back quick. Because the last thing I want is, I know I can't be here forever, but I don't ever want him to see me too weak, ever.
Right.
Because I don't want him to be feeling like that's the type of woman he should be with, a weak woman, and I don't feel like he should be a weak man.
Exactly.
Hello.
Hey. Holla.
Woo, we need a clap button, all right? Because that deserves applause.
Yes.
Yeah, so silly. So listen, Fee, you're welcome to stay on the line if you want to with me and Soray. I'm going to actually play a song right now because we did so much talking, and I'm sure people don't want to hear talking. Like, I be going off sometimes by myself when I'm online by myself. But I'm going to play a song because we're about to give a call to Bones. He's an up-and-coming rapper. And he kind of reminds me of Eminem. So you're welcome to stay on the line with us if you want. Or you can just listen in to me and Soul Ray interview him. It's up to you.
I'm listening in. I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, no problem.
You know
so what I'm going to do right now is that we're just going to be in a moment of silence while we listen to the song. Once the song is over, then I'm going to give Bones a call live on the air. And then after that, we can kind of ask some questions, okay? So let's play another one of his songs. It's called, let's see, matter of fact, let's play something for Dunny because you know what? Dunny got disconnected in the middle of his interview with me, and I'm feeling real bad about it right now. So I'm going to play another Thunny joints, and we'll come on with Bones. So here we go. This one is rapping. It's one of Thunny Brown's new song off his new album. So let's play this thing.
When it's reppin' time, I'll make a sucker step in time. Make them step in line, it's the new me every time. I'm ahead of your design, you see the proof in every rhyme. Black like Lennon Boulevard, tight to keep a double down. I'm dittin' fresh kicks every day like a runner. The boss is changed in the quarterback, the main gunner. Main stunner, money green, Hummer, chrome blades under. Some people call me Johnny Brand, my mommy call me Thunder. My shorty and my birth mother, friends and old lovers. And you on my dick, on a low undercover. Get your cousins, get your brothers. You could go with 50 others. Only when it come to cash, do it matter about the numbers. I'm a frontliner, blindsider from the high risers. East Coast hosting homies, but I love a low rider. No Prada, hoodie, jeans, and jeans on my outer. Rock a button down here, yeah, just a pocket collar.
New York!
When it's repping time, when it's repping time.
Brownsville!
When it's repping time, when it's repping time.
LA!
When it's repping time, when it's when it's repping time.
Like camera action, homie Hollywood. Let the camera roll and listen while I probably good. My homie Low King, 80 G is from his blood. I rep that red, that black, that green, my dude loves his love. They say we thugs, bumping loud, music riding dubs. Truth just upgraded the shoes, it's 32's buzz. By the bush, got the kush, by the branch. Put the fire to it, let a shorty do a dance. Make a shorty leave a man for a tour, bust the G's. Once she get on board, it's 30 fights and referees. Gotta fight back the knees, the thong and the white beat. Cocoa butter complexion, a divine dime piece. Number one, next to grind, we hit it turned out. We throw them back in the water soon as they burnt out. Think of original, why you got somebody else down? Boy, you call yourself spitting, first you should've learned how.
That was Thunny Brown, guys. It's called Reppin'.
Reppin'. Thunny was reppin'. He was asking Miss P some kind of questions up there.
Where's Miss P? Hello?
Hello, are we still on the air?
I hope we're still on the air. I don't hear Miss P.
Miss P, I think we lost you, darling.
Oh, no. No. We can't lose Miss P. No.
Miss P? Hello?
What is my life going to be out without Miss P? No.
Oh, we're on the air.
We are?
Yeah, we're on the air, but apparently she's not. So let me try to call her. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, world. I don't know what the heck is going on with my show. However, it's bananas, 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 and I lost the weight and I lost C-Sexy Ma. Shout out to C-Sexy Ma, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, my God. I was lost forever. So Soray is gone, so you'll be on the show with me. What we're going to do now is we're going to call Bones before something else happens in this show and basically get him on the line, and then we're going to ask him some questions about his career and stuff of that nature. So let's get him on the line. Let me call him now before something freaking happens, because Lord only knows this has been, like, the worst thing. Thank you so much for holding CE. Oh, my gosh. Because Soray just went out.
Oh, she actually asked me what to call you.
And this actually happens, you know, with Sunny Brown as well. You know, and I don't know if it has something to do with the rain and stuff like that.
Oh.
Messing with the wiring and stuff. I don't know. What the hell?
So hopefully he's picking up. Okay. All right. So he's not answering. So it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. Okay. Well, anyway. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, cool. So anyway, they have this thing in the news, and I don't know if you're aware of it, but I just wanted to put it out there real quick while it was still on my mind, and it simply goes as the following. Now, they have this thing, see, where
they're trying to put together a reality show for people that have lost their jobs.
Now, I think it's a sad, sad, effed up thing, because basically they're looking for people that make a certain income. They looking for people that's middle class. But what about the people that are low income? Don't we ever need help?
Exactly. Where
we don't never need help? I'm sorry?
Where did you hear this at?
This
on
was
the,
actually
on TV?
In the Metro newspaper the other day,
oh.
And the place is called Korea Makeover. And basically it says jobless and try out for a new reality show. So this is a little clip. I'm going to read it real quick. It says, unemployed and looking to jumpstart your job search and have some fun at the same time, submit your story to Korea Makeover for a shot at a spot on a new reality show. Not only are we telling the story of the unemployed and helping them get back their lives, we're cast with the casting director, but the viewers can learn from their experiences. The show wants tri-state residents from the traditional suburb, and I stress suburban families who've been jobless for up to 2 years. The show creators are interested in every professional except the entertainment industry. Can you believe that? Participants must be between the age of 25 and 50, have children, have a high school or college degree, and make over or earn $45,000 or more a year annually and never appeared on a reality show before. I think that is disgusting.
But what about people who do have jobs and are just struggling to make it day by day? You have
exactly.
You have to have been
unemployed, live in the suburbs, have a high school diploma and a college degree in order to apply for this reality show for people who need help getting their life back on track. How sick
wow.
and twisted is that to me? I mean, to me, some people may be sitting back thinking, oh, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with it is that, one, rich people that live in a suburb, okay, give me a break. What about the people that live in a quote-unquote ghetto? We don't need help? Okay, what about the people who don't have college degrees that need assistance getting themselves back? What about the people who've never earned $45,000 annually a year? What about the people who don't have a high school diploma? What about those things?
They don't qualify.
No, they don't. We don't never qualify for anything, because if you notice, anytime they attack something, it's always we want to help the middle income. Do they consider us a middle income? You know, because from my last calculation, from my bank account, I was low income. Okay.
Okay.
And
me
what
too.
Happens to us?
I checked. I checked today. It was low income.
Exactly. Exactly. So, which to me, this is just like something I wanted to share with the world, my opinion on that. I think it's sad, disgusting, and I think that it should be actually, that show should be pulled, because if you want to really try to help somebody get back in the mainstream of life, I think that they should be targeting people, like low-income people that don't have experience, and they're trying to help them get experience by receiving their GEDs, by receiving, going back to school and getting degrees for themselves so they can better themselves. That's what they should be focused on, but they're never focused on the little man. So
wow.
I just wanted to bring that,
this,
you know, out
shocking.
There, put that out there.
Would even think that would be in a... Wow.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. And then they also had something in the newspaper where they were talking about unhealthy markets for New York City. Now, this summer when it gets a little hot, I'm actually online doing some research right now, world, to try to get a little button camera so I can go up in some of these supermarkets and show what the hell they are selling people to eat and feed their children and expect them to stay healthy. We are living in a community. We are living in a freaking world, I should say, not even a community. We are living in a world where people do not have the proper nutrition, the proper medical coverage. We have nothing.
Insurance.
Okay? And then they put in the supermarket food that is spoiled. They change the dates.
Oh.
They
yep.
put any and everything, these little sodas and sodas and sodas and sodas and juices and cookies and all kind of Captain Crunch, all kind of Fruity Pebbles, anything that has sugar in it to feed our children, to feed ourselves. But and they tell us, and we're the most unhealthiest place on the
yep.
planet because we can't afford to spend and buy, you know, food to take care of ourselves, because why is not putting out there in front of us how somebody would spend money on if it was offered to them? If they was given the opportunity to have this. And so, in hoods, they don't have Whole Foods stores. They don't have, you know, D'Agostino's and stuff like that, certain supermarkets to people's ability so they can eat better.
No.
You know, so my thing is the Bronx have the uncleanest, is the Bronx is listed on the survey as the uncleanest supermarkets in the tri-state area. Okay.
Wow.
So basically, my thing behind this is the reason why I'm going to go hard on this is because I've been saying that to myself for the longest. There's only certain supermarkets that I can go and spend my money at because I want to have, you know, a good source of food. I want to have a variety of things that if I want to spend $10 on something organic for me to put into my body, for my mother to intake, for my son to intake, I want to spend that $10. Because
right.
if you really think about it, if you go into McDonald's right now, a Happy Meal is like $10.
Any
okay,
meal.
So
over $10 in
a Big Mac is $25, but a Happy Meal is like $10. So the point that I'm making, Fee, and I just wanted to put out there really, is that we need to start making complaints and start really putting out there that if you go where I work at on Wall Street and these supermarkets around here, you don't see Fruity Pebbles, you don't see Captain Crunch, all you see is bran cereals, fiber cereals. You see all the good stuff that people need to put in their body in these supermarkets. You see fresh, dry cranberries. You see
oh.
dry apricot. You see everything fresh, brown eggs. You know, you see
yep.
Organic yogurt, Greek yogurt. You see a variety of stuff that's good for your body, but you never see that in low-income places because they give us any bullshit to eat. Excuse my French, but it's got me upset. And they wonder why our kids are so subluxated in their mind because they're not getting the proper nutrition that they need because we can't afford to feed them. And then once they get sick, we can't afford to take them anywhere because we have no coverage.
Yep. Wow.
You know, and if you make a dollar over lunch money, then you can't get Medicaid, you can't get food stamps, you can't get nothing.
Can't get nothing, yep.
Okay, what if you never had food stamps in your life? What if you had a short, you know, spells of time in your life? And then you got on hard times and you need help. You can't get it.
Can't get food stamps. You got
to. I tried to
you
get
have,
food stamps numerous times and I was denied. I tried to get a Medicaid card numerous times. I was denied.
Why? Because you told the truth. You have to lie to the system to get what you want. That's what these people do. That's what people who come from other countries do. That's what.
It's really a sad world. And that's what the Intune show is about. Excuse me. That's what Off the Page magazine is repping right now. But anybody that's listening in or listen to the show later on when it's archived, I just want to put out there again, and as I always say, I don't do this for me, I do this for us. I'm not a one-man show, nor do I try to be. I'm looking for positive individuals to jump on the bandwagon, be a part of the team, go out there and start trying to uplift where we are. Because my thing is, see, when we get older and we can't do these things for ourselves, you know what I'm saying, and the kids that's coming up in the world right now become the adults, we're going to be really asked out.
Yep.
And I refuse.
And
yes.
Show examples now.
Yes,
so we'll
we
be
have
all
to
right
start taking precedent. Exactly. I think so. Ray's back. So, Ray, you back on the line? I'm so sorry about that, honey bunny.
I'm here. It's okay.
Okay.
I was trying to call you, and then I got disconnected.
Yeah, I'm getting disconnected, too. Like, it's crazy. I don't know. It's raining cats and dogs in Westchester County. It's really uncool right now out here. So, you know, I think that has a part of, you know, to do with a lot. But I was just, you know, seeing, I know you probably was listening in, you know, it was just kind of stressing the fact of the supermarkets and stuff. But I'm going to get off of that for a minute because I'm going to leave that for a later date because it's about to be on and popping with Consumer Affairs with Miss P with that one. But I want you to take the time to tell us about your upcoming projects and about this Skinny Dreamers project.
Okay. Before I do that, I just want to make y'all laugh, right? I have a friend who lives out in, let's just say the hood. And in their hood, they just opened up a Popeyes. And this person is all excited about Popeyes opening up because they don't have a Popeyes in their neighborhood. And I was like, are you serious? Are you telling me that you're really happy about Popeyes opening up around the corner from your neighborhood? And he's like, yeah, because there's not one over here. I was like, but do you have any grocery stores that, like, healthy grocery stores around there? Do you have any fresh fruit markets around there? I mean, that's something to get ecstatic about, not about Popeyes. They opened up in your neighborhood to kill y'all, you know, and he's just, he doesn't get it. And apparently neither does anybody in his neighborhood because he said for the last 2 days, like, for a couple of hours each day, they were giving away free chicken. So the line was, like, all the way around the corner, apparently, for these black people. You know, it wasn't just black people, but everybody in their neighborhood flocked to Popeyes because they were giving away free chicken. And, it's very sad. It's very sad.
It was just
right.
That they had $10 to go and spend on a leg chicken, a leg thigh, and a wing, and a biscuit. They happy about
but
that.
They can't
but they
buy fruits and vegetables for their kids.
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
They're excited.
Or get their kids adjusted, mind you, because not for nothing, you know, it's the lowest fee for people to have Medicaid or Medicare in my office is $25. And people think that that's horrific to pay for their health, to increase their life and boost their immune system and for their bodies to flow at a functional level. $25 is too much.
To find out whether you have a sexually transmitted disease, people fight me about their copays. I don't have to pay a copay because I'm just talking to my doctor. Yes,
right.
You
wow.
have to pay.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy out there. But we'll leave that for Health Week because that's totally coming up sooner than later. I'm going to have some doctors on the air and everything. So Ray, let's just move
okay.
into health talk. Let's talk about it.
Okay, so I've been introduced to this new product called Skinny Fiber. And Skinny Fiber is made by a company called Skinny Body Care. And basically, it's a all-natural fiber-based supplement which detoxes your body. It increases your energy. You know, it melts away fat and cellulite, and it blocks, it's a fat blocker. And I've been taking it for a month and a half, and I've already lost 12 pounds without changing my diet. Now, you know, we tend to, you know, not want to change our diet when we're looking to become healthier, but I know that I would lose much more if I was consistent because I'm not even consistent with the amount I'm supposed to take. And if I was actually to change my diet and exercise, which I haven't been doing, honestly. But just with that, that excited me to start sharing it with other people because I've been introduced to tons and tons and tons of things. And for myself, I have a heart condition and I'm allergic to caffeine, so there's a lot of products out there that I cannot take. So I didn't want to go out and share this
this product with other people until I knew that it really worked. And I started off with one pill a day, and you're supposed to actually take four a day, two before lunch and two before dinner. And it what it does is it expands, the fiber expands in your stomach like 25%, which makes you feel full and you don't eat as much. So you don't have to go out there and get gastric bypass. You don't have to go out there and get a lap band. You don't have to go out there and get liposuction and all these other things. There are actually natural alternatives that are out here to help you that, you know, they will not publicize, you know, because basically pharmaceutical companies make money off of America being ill. That's where the money goes. They make money off of you needing medication or you needing surgery or you needing, you know, to constantly go to the doctor. And if we just take little steps and all natural, which goes with what you're saying, little steps naturally to kind of correct the pH balance in our bodies, then America wouldn't be so obese. Or, you know, taking a walk an extra 5 to 10 minutes every day, you know, little things like that which help us to kind of come back to the way we're supposed to be, centered and grounded and, you know, healthy. So also for this product, you can also choose to become an affiliate, which I did, for an extra $10. The product is $59.95, which a lot of people may think is a lot of money, but it's nothing compared to a lot of other unhealthy products that are out there that people buy on a daily basis to kind of rectify things. And what this company did was they started an affiliate program where if you refer people or you help other people reach their goals, you can get commission off of it. And that's all it is. So if you're interested, you can go to www.skinnydreamer.com, and that website will show you everything you need to know. You can actually pre-enroll and take a free tour of the website to see what it's about. You can read up on the company. You can see all the ingredients that are plant-based that are on, you know, on that website. And if you want, you can purchase the product. You can pre-enroll to be an affiliate. If you don't have the money right away, it'll lock in your position where they have other people joining, and they will fall under you once you decide to upgrade and become an affiliate.
Nice.
And also for all the listeners out there.
Huh? Congratulations on the weight loss.
Yeah, 12
pounds. Thank you so much.
It's 5, and that's hard.
Awesome. I'm
going
to have to get some of that.
On the website.
Well, I actually have 5 free bottles to give away to the first 5 people who hit me up at Skinny Dreamers, soulrate@skinnydreamers.com. And if you're interested in trying the product, I'll send it to you free of charge. And all I would need is for you to actually come back on Intune Show or to actually place your results on the website, and then you can take it from there. If you choose to join, you choose to join. If you choose to continue to be a customer, you can do that. If not, you know, no harm, no foul.
Absolutely. And Soulray also has a
energy
dream group. I'm sorry, go ahead. See?
Release sexy energy.
Yes. Which is awesome. Which is awesome, by the way, guys.
Sexy energy, yes. Because a lot of people who are obese or overweight tend to lose
absolutely
that type of energy. They don't. They
absolutely
no longer have that energy. So this just it's a little boost to bring it back.
Right. You know, because, you know, when you're feeling down and out of it, you don't feel attractive and sexy. But once you start losing weight and you're looking good and you're feeling good, you feel sexy. So it's just bringing it all back. So I get that. And that's an awesome way to look at it. For those who want to also stay connected to Soulray, look her up on Soulray on Facebook. And also she search on Facebook, Skinny Dreamers Group. She also started a group for Skinny Dreamers. You guys can join the group. She posts stuff daily about diets and good ways to eat and things of that nature, healthy foods and blah, 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 blah. She's doing her thing. As I always put out there, and I'm going to definitely, after the show tonight, jump on and support her and support myself as well, because, you know, I need the support and I need that system to, you know, help me get where I need to be as well. So everybody that's interested and tired of just going a certain kind of way and, like she said, spending all these hundreds of dollars on different supplements that are harmful to the body and not really seeing results, she's living proof of what's happening. So, you know, ladies and guys that, you know, alike, you know, jump on in and start doing things a more holistic way.
Yeah,
so,
and not surprised, I've already made $150 as an affiliate. So you basically pay for your product if you choose to share it with other people. And I really didn't do any work. I didn't share it with people. I just, you know, told a couple of my friends that this was working, and they decided to buy the product. They didn't even decide to join as affiliates. So,
awesome.
You know.
That's perfect.
Awesome.
That's
what's
that.
Better than that? Nothing.
No.
What's better
no.
than that? So Bones had just hit up the I'm Smack Boy, and the I'm Smack Boy flip, and then the I'm Smack Boy flip hit up Miss P, letting me know that now he's ready to, you know, get on and do what he has to do. So let's just give him a ring so we can get this show on the roll, you know, while it's still some little birthday time out there for me in the rain. I'm going to go dance in the rain naked. So
happy birthday!
Let me grab my... Tab now.
Okay.
Cricket number you have called is no longer
now.
In service. Message 21
oh, no.
BUF.
Not in service?
The cricket number you have called
Rita,
is no longer
I'm
in
now.
Service.
I
message
think I dealt,
21
I
BUF.
Thing, you know? That happens. Miss P is retarded sometimes. My mind was focused on dancing in the rain. So
well, I think you need to update your contacts because you've done that to me a couple of times.
Oh,
that number no
God.
Longer exists, girl.
You know what I need to do? I honestly need to start wearing my glasses and or contacts because I dialed the wrong number. And
boy.
I've done that to Solray over 1,000 times when she's on the show. And people are probably thinking, oh, this Solray, huh? Her number's all not in service. But no, Solray is always in service, guys. It's Miss P who has cataracts, okay, and glaucoma.
You're
it has
so
nothing
silly.
To do with Solray. She's paying her
yep.
bills, okay? It's me. Hi, this is Miss P in the Into Show. You're also on the line with B Sexy Ma and Solray. Is this Bones?
How you doing?
Hey, how are you, sweetheart? It's good to finally get to meet you. I heard such amazing things about you. Amazing things. I played your song on my own, and I'm digging it. I'm digging it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put out there that we're going to put some questions out there. We're going to ask you some stuff, but I like to always start off by having the guests introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay.
Okay, so Bones, tell us about yourself.
I'm 28 years old. I'm from Buffalo, New York. I started working on music probably, I want to say, 10 years ago.
Right.
And I've been doing it since, pretty much.
Right. So it says, you know, there's been a lot going on. There's been a lot going on in your life. I see that you traveled a lot.
Yeah, crazy.
And,
yeah, I've had one interesting life. Yeah.
Yeah, which leads you to music, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Everything I go through, I usually just put into my music. It's like therapy.
Right. You know, because I'm reading your bio. I'm just skimming through it right now and stuff like that. And I mean, I'm sure a lot of people could relate to. You know, your experience in life and stuff like that, but a little deeper than that so people can really understand where you're coming from. Just, you know, dig a little bit deeper. Tell us a little bit more why you started writing music, not just because, you know, of your life experience, but share with us a little bit of those life experiences and when you started literally your first song and stuff like that.
Actually, it was just seeing that I always had a thing for music, you know. And I just watched a music video one day, and I believe it was LL Cool J, actually. And, you know, it hit me. Like, at the same time, I was going through a lot of the same type of experiences, you know what I mean? And,
right.
You know, it was like, well, I could write down some stuff like that. I could, you know, vent myself and because people relate to it, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so, I mean, I don't know. I always had a thing for writing, too, you know? Like,
right.
I never did good in school, but, for some reason I could write.
Right. So let's say you said about like 10 years now you've been writing and making music?
Yep.
Or is it a little bit longer than that?
Probably longer than that, but I would say being serious about it is something that was more habitual, you know?
Right.
Like more habit to me, probably about 10 years. Mm-hmm.
Right, and can I just say that I saw the picture, I think that was the cover of your mixtape or your album with the bones on it. It says bones in white going in two different, like I think it's horizontal or vertical or something like that.
Okay.
I saw that picture, and let me just say that.
Hello?
So tell us a little bit about the On My Own song. Is that to relate to your experiences as well, which I know music always relates to people's experiences, but what made you pick that Patti LaBelle and I can't think of the guy's name song right now that sings the song with her, but what made you pick that song?
It's pretty much, you know, I mean, I felt like I was doing everything on my own. I had a lot of people looking at me, like, for the longest time, like, you know, telling me I should get a more realistic, you know, approach on trying to make a living or, you know, trying to do something different with myself, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I mean, it's hard in the music business, you know? I mean, it's not a thing to be in. It's really competitive. I mean, you don't know. I mean, you could do that. You can be in the game for 20 years and never see a penny from it, you know? I mean,
right.
A lot of people,
yeah,
it just
so
felt like I just didn't have the back that I needed, you know what I mean? It felt like I was doing this all on my own. Everything that I was doing, I mean, it just felt like I would make a hot track, and people would say it was hot, but it just felt like I wasn't getting the support I needed to keep going and going, so I felt like I was just pulling it out of myself.
Right. So for those who don't know, and I hate to really put it out there like that, but I have to because people need to really understand, Bones, is it Caucasian, Italian? What's your nationality?
Oh, I'm white.
Right, and the way he comes across, like, you remind me of Eminem, and I love Eminem. Do people compare you all the time?
Oh, yeah, way too much. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, it's good because, you know, like, there's flip sides to it, you know. It's good because, I mean, he's the greatest lyricist, you know, out there right now, you know, for the last, I don't know how long. But, you know, at the same time, I've always been trying to get away from his shadow, you know what I'm saying? So that
right.
I could, you know, because, I mean, we're two different people, you know? I feel like there's parts of me that we have a lot in common. So, I mean, yeah, I get compared to him a lot, you know? But, I mean, eventually, I think more and more, I'm slowly moving out of his shadow, you know? And I think it comes part
making
of, you know, finding
yourself.
Me more as an
mm-hmm.
artist, you know?
Absolutely. And I like your song, too, that you sent me, The Realest.
Yeah, I went hard on that.
You know? Yeah, you were, didn't you? But I love it, though. I love it, though, because it's just raw emotion. I love it. I mean,
yeah,
wasn't a big... Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry, honey. Go ahead.
No, I mean, with my music, you know, a lot of artists, they'll come out and they'll either... You know, a lot of artists, some of them will come from their brain, you know what I'm saying, with the punchlines and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you got some artists that will just come with the music, you know, like Kanye and that. And then you got a lot of artists, well, not a lot of artists, but you got artists like, you know, Pac and, you know, Busta Rhymes or whatever, you know, that will come from the heart with what they forgot to say, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm one of those.
Right. So what inspires you outside of your experiences and motivates you to keep trucking and doing what you got to do regardless of, you know, your experiences and the things that people throw out there as far as the comparisons to Eminem and stuff like that? What keeps you strong? What keeps you focused in this game and keeps you carrying on to achieve your goal, which I think, in my opinion, that you're on your way to something big because, you know, I'm digging your music and it's the first time that I'm literally hearing it tonight. And, again, like I said, I like the picture. I like how you come across. And I think that you're on your way to doing what you have to do. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that, too. I mean, Because I always felt like, you know, if you struggle with something long enough, eventually you're going to get it, you know. But I think what keeps me going is I would have to say, you know, I mean, I'm addicted to it, number one. You know, it's
good. I love it.
It's always there for me. You know what I'm saying? My music's always there for me. No matter what happens, you know, my car could blow up right now, but, you know, my notebook could be good. I could just write about it. You know what I mean? Like, my music's always there for me no matter what, you know. And so,
absolutely.
I mean, they can take my notebook away. I'll memorize it, you know. So,
right.
I mean, I just feel like, you know, everything that I go through and stuff like that, you know, I mean, I feel like that motivates me itself, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, again, we're on line with Soray and the Sexy Mom, which are the guest hosts today. They're helping me celebrate my birthday bones, which is today.
Oh,
is it
birthday?
Yes, it is. It is.
Happy birthday.
And I was just... Thank you so much, sweetheart. I was just wondering, Soray or Fee Sexy Mom, if you guys had any questions for Bones?
Well, I would... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I just want to ask you, like, where do you see yourself in the next 3 to 5 years? What do you
that
wish to accomplish? Great minds think alike, girl.
So not so.
3 to 5 years. Hopefully doing something I want to do in life, you know. I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, I might be performing somewhere or, you know, working on an actual album.
Okay.
Are you hoping or is that something that you intend on in doing? You need to speak it into existence.
Huh? What was that?
Is that something you're hoping to do or something that you're going to do?
Oh, that's definitely, yeah. I mean, I see it happening, you know. It's just a matter of time, whether or not it's going to be within that. I'm sure it will, you know. It's just
yes, I'm sure
a
it will.
Lot of, you know,
mm-hmm.
everything that, you know, happens from day to day and stuff, you know, I feel
right.
like a lot of it's just trying to get in my way. But I feel, 3 to 5 years, I think a lot of people are going to know who I am.
Absolutely. I see that for you too, Bones. I really do. And I think that is an awesome question that Soray just asked you because basically, you know, we're like a support. Our state of being, Bones, just to let you know who we are and what we represent, we are people that love to uplift and empower people, you know. So when you're talking to us, it's just like, okay, it's not what you're going to do, it's what you're doing. So basically that's what Soray's saying. She sees the talent in you, and so do I, so do Fee Sexy Ma, so do Flip, and, you know, everyone that supports you, because Flip, you know, he's a real big supporter of you. I don't know if you realize that or know that, but he talks about you all the time, which I think is awesome. But when we're here, and if there's anything that we can do for you, because once we have someone on the show, we embrace them, and they become family. So whatever connections or any people that we can, you know, hook you up to or with and, you know, have things rolling a little faster for you, as long as you're motivated and it's something that you want to do, we're here to help.
Oh,
so that's the thesis of what we're about. You know, we're here for everyone. And then, you know, it's just like a one hand wants the other thing. So whatever it is that we can do to help and whatever it is you could do to help, then this is how we're going to make it in life.
Well, I really appreciate that. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm sorry? And, you know, I had that vibe, too, when she was like, is that something you're going to do or something you might be doing?
Right, because that's what she wants to hear, and I wanted to hear you say it, too, that this is something that you're going to do, period. Enough said. Everything is distracting in life. We all get distracted. But if it's something that is really your passion, nothing is going to stop you. Nothing out here is worth losing yourself over. And like you just said it, which I thought was so deep, that no matter what happens, your music is there for you. If they take your book, then it's all up in your head. That is deep. Do you understand the significance behind what you said? Like, you just blew my mind. And you made me look at something different. I'm serious. You just took me out of my whole realm. I was like, whoa. I had to sit back down on that one. Like, what? Did he just say that? Yes, you did. And I love it.
Things
so,
that
you know, anytime.
Life, you know, so.
Right.
But,
so, anytime you have. I'm sorry, Bones, go ahead.
I was living in North Carolina and something like that actually happened to me. I was living on the streets in North Carolina in a, it was like a suburb of Charlotte called Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
I was down there. I ended up in some crazy situation. And I remember I got drunk and I left my all my rhymes over at a friend's house. But I don't think like he was real cool with me anymore because I ended up passing out on his porch or something like that. But I, from you know, I actually had a moment though. I mean, it went by for like it was like a couple of weeks where we didn't talk or something that I thought that I was never going to see my rhymes again. And I mean, that's all I had down there. You know, I had that like a bag of clothes. And I was like, well, I remember most of the words, so.
Which is awesome, because not a lot of people can remember what they write, you know? They have to always look at it in order to put it out in the universe. So the fact that you your mind can wrap around what you write because it's what you feel and you can always hold on to that is deep to me. So that shows me that you're a great thinker, and that's sexy. I love it.
Oh,
I love it.
You.
So tell me, Bones, do you have a girlfriend?
No, actually, I for some reason, I always choose the crazy one, so. I mean, I should have had a feeling this girl was that crazy when she had, like, a tattoo on her face, but I don't know.
Wow.
She was wild like me, so it kind of worked out for a little bit, but.
You know, the tattoo was like a for real, it was a warning sign. But sometimes we don't always look at the warnings. Like when they say the ice is shaky, don't get on the edge because of the ice is thin, and then we go skate on the ice anyway. It's just like one of those things.
Yeah,
but everything, yeah, but we have to do it sometimes because we, and some of us, we have that adventurous spirit, you know, like me. I like to take dares. I have to challenge myself.
I was gonna say that too. I have a bad habit of chasing adventure. So I mean, the more shadier it looks, the probably the faster I'll jump into it.
Definitely.
But that's what
I'll
makes
be like,
you
okay.
Your life experiences.
Exactly. Exactly. But it only makes us stronger for some of us, and some of us we learn from it, and some of us have to keep going at it and at it and at it because we're still trying to understand it. It's like a math problem, kind of. You know, one of those tough ones, the classes I always fail, I'm just putting it out there. If anybody know a good math tutor, put me on, going back to school in the summer. But anyway, it's just like one of those math equations that you're trying to solve, and no matter which way you try to take it apart, you can't get the answer, but it's right there. So sometimes in life, that's what we do. Like, we always just keep on missing it. But I'm promising myself that if I can kind of stay focused and know something, because that inner voice that tells you not to do something and you go against the grain and do it anyway, then it's like, okay, you deserve what you get. But at some point, we have to start paying attention to that little voice and start saying to ourselves, hey, this was a warning sign. If this voice is telling me not to, then maybe I should just back off and leave it alone. Because maybe I'll come out of this with one leg. You know what I'm saying? So I'm starting to question myself, Bones. That's all I'm saying. I'm starting to look at those little flashing lights in front of my eyes because, you know, chick is getting old now. The chick is getting old. And I ain't trying to be in the wheelchair. I ain't trying to be in the wheelchair quicker.
Because ain't nobody over here old.
Speak for yourself.
I am speaking for myself. I totally am. You know, I just totally turned into one of the golden girls today, you know?
Didn't. See, when you say stuff like that, you're speaking about everybody in your age range, and I'm not trying to hear it, all right?
I'm saying, because I'm, like, muting her right now. I don't even want to hear all that.
Oh, my goodness. So, Bones, is there anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
I want to give a shout out to Flip, of course. I want to give a shout out to Styles too.
Right. So where can people go to listen to your music and stuff real quick? Because the show is about to end, but I just wanted to put out there, like, you know, tell people where they can find you, listen to your music, stay connected with you on any social network, throw it out there, let us know.
Well, I have a MySpace page, www.myspace/716phones.
Okay, are you on Facebook, Twitter?
I don't have actually a Facebook music page.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't need one because Facebook is taking everybody down. I'm telling you, Facebook is like the devil right now, for real. I'm starting to look at it as a shrine, like it's one of those worship shrines, I'm telling you. But anyway, Bones is awesome. Exactly. So we have a showcase and a magazine coming up and out, Bones, so I definitely want you to be a part of that. But Flip will keep you connected with all of the stuff that's going on for this, you know, for here on out. And whatever else that you need to ever come back on and put out there in the universe or on the show, please let us know, and we'll have you back on the show to talk about any upcoming music, if there's ever anything that you need that we can assist you with as far as contacts and getting things rolling for you, then always know that you have a family here with us.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. I appreciate your time. I really do. And always send me music so I can always blast your stuff on the show, okay?
Okay,
thank you so much, Bones, for your time. You stay focused and keep doing what you do.
I will, definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, bye. You too.
Bye, Bones.
Bye.
Yeah, so that was Bones, guys. You know, he's a little cutie patootie. I got to figure out where that picture's at so, you know, I can rep him on Facebook, seeing that being that he don't have a Facebook page so everybody can see him. Because I said that picture alone, he just looked like he's about his business. But he kind of reminds me of Eminem, but, you know, I'm going to respect that, you know, we have to start trying to separate that because, you know, being that he's Caucasian, it just kind of brings you there. But, you know, we have to keep him as a single, you know, as a single artist, and he's doing his thing, and, you know, he has his own story to tell. So thank you, Bones, for spending that time with us and stuff like that. But, yeah, I just wanted to go back to that whole Facebook thing, guys, real quick. We got a few minutes about how every freaking day now, I don't know if you guys noticed that, in the newspaper now, it's something about Facebook.
Yeah.
No, I haven't noticed.
I noticed it.
Yeah, about how people are actually posting pictures of dead people, and they actually took everybody to court, whoever viewed the picture. It was this girl who died a few years back. The EMS worker who actually took pictures at the scene of the crime posted the pictures on the date of her death. The parents found out about it, and they are suing. They're in the process of suing Facebook right now for not monitoring it, and also they're tracking down all the people who actually viewed it without reporting it. Because they're supposed to be about to, like, suffer some consequences as well. They also had it on there how this boy, for his job, he has to wear a pink shirt, pink shoelaces as a waiter at some restaurant in Manhattan. He was beat down, Viva, also Facebook, the people that seen him, they beat him down because he had the pink and called him, you know, gay and all this and all that. So basically, he posted the pictures on Facebook about how his friends from Facebook beat him up. And then he posted the Facebook pictures, and now he's saying that if he knew Facebook was like that, then he would have never been on Facebook, and this is just his uniform is not who he is, but it shouldn't matter. Then they have it now where they're saying the other day, this past Monday, about how now mom could go into your account
or something like that.
But it's like, and track you via Facebook and this and this and that, and how do you make it private and how do you do that. They're talking about how relationships are breaking up, how families are being tossed around, people are losing connections, people are hating each other, they're having internet battles and fights, which I've witnessed a few times on my page from people that I grew up with going back and forth with each other. Facebook is really tearing people down. It really is.
I disagree with that to an extent because it's not about Facebook. It's about the people and how you use it.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. I say that's true because it takes the people to actually get on the actual physical thing to do it. But at the same time, this is what they just did to Miss P. They blocked my account for 20 days where I could not send a message and or request any friends that wasn't already my friends previously. Now, all that I did wrong was accept a suggestion from a person that suggested a person to be my friend, and upon clicking that, the person had their settings about if a person don't know you, whatever, whatever, blocked me, and then they blocked my whole account for those amount of days. Now, if you can do that to me, and you can stop me from accepting a friend and blocking my account because this person suggested them to me and I'm not literally going around looking for these people, then how come these people cannot monitor the site better with people that's going back and forth with this ignorance, posting pictures of people that's dead and beating up people and all this shit that's going on Facebook, but you could block my account for somebody suggesting something, someone to
they
me
for can,
20 damn
but
days?
The thing is that it has to be reported, obviously, because I've gotten a message like that also. It's usually for people who are in countries where they monitor their stuff, like China or Japan or wherever, and if the person complains that they don't know you, then it's a report, and then that's when they act. But if nobody reports it, if everybody's just clicking in it and posting, you know, comments and stuff like that, there's nothing that they can do because nobody reported to them. So it's up to the people.
But see, when I emailed them, not to cut you off, but when I emailed them and I told them that this is a mistake, this person was suggested, they could look at the link, it kept it in the friend request section that this person was suggested by DJ, and actually the DJ you introduced me to, as from your event. He suggested someone to me, and they blocked my account. So when I emailed them, they said, well, your account is currently suspended, and it's the way the application is set up, there's nothing that they can do about it. Now, my thing is, like, if you've seen it as a suggestion and not me going to request a mine, this person is a local person, then what's the reasoning behind it now? And you could have took the – just like you built the site, you could have took that thing off of my account, but my account was still blocked. So my thing is, if you can freaking block me for someone suggesting a friend on Facebook, then how come people are getting away with all this shit? They fighting, they doing all this stuff on Facebook all the time. Facebook is not even used for the purposes that it was built for. So that's my point, Sylvie. You're absolutely right.
That's
so, you know, it's just taking
like
it's breaking people
with the text
down.
Messaging.
Right.
I mean, yes and no. I appreciate Facebook for the fact that, you know, I've been able to reconnect some people from all the way back that I have lost contact with in elementary school. And it's
family.
Simply about family, yes, distant family that we don't get to see or speak to all the time, like Alexis call you from California. You know, for those things, for mature people, you know, maybe they should put an age limit on it. You know, but then, you know what? I know a lot of grown people on there, like your friends, who are on there acting out foolishness. But they carrying what happened.
I remember when you couldn't even, years ago, when you couldn't even create a Facebook page if you wasn't something like that. You wasn't able to create a Facebook name. Now you can... Hey, you know, my name can be C Sexy and my last name is Ma. You know, you can even create it with a face name. You have to be verified. But now everybody can create a page.
Well, you know what that's about. That's all about money.
Exactly.
Right.
That's all about money, because now everybody's advertising on there and they're paying Facebook in order to reach these consumers, you know, with certain products and stuff, and all the games, if you want extra money and stuff like that, you have to pay for it. So it's primarily became a business instead of just a vehicle to reach out to one another.
Absolutely. It's very well said, Soray. I mean, I must say, sometimes you amaze me. You know that? I mean, I know you're very intellectual, but damn. You know, you don't have to be doing it like that on my birthday. Sometimes, you know, you can give me a score for my
birthday.
You know?
At a party at. Let's all go dance in the rain.
Like, let me seem like the smart one today, okay? Let me seem intellectual.
Oh, no. I'm just trying to be like you, girl. I'm just trying to be like you.
Oh, my God. We are so nutty. But you know what? This is, like, an awesome birthday week. I had a great week. I had a great day today. I'm so privileged and blessed to have both you ladies in my life. For different reasons and on so many different levels. I love you both sincerely, dearly, and I don't see nothing but good stuff for us. We just have to stay strong and stay focused. That's the key here. And Soray, I will be getting an order in there.
Yeah, I'm on your
website. Yeah, definitely, because, I mean, come on. You know, you can't be smart and silly. Come on. It's one or the other.
That's all love.
I know, I'm about to end the show. I'm going to try to enjoy the rest of my evening, you know, mellowed out and stuff like that. A shout-out to Soul Ray, shout-out to Benny Brown, shout-out to Fee Sexy Ma, shout-out to Bone, shout-out to Miss Patty Hurst, shout-out to Adia, Alexis, a shout-out to, like, everyone who called in and gave me love, you know, Aunt Gracie, Jay Money, everybody. I can't remember everybody right now, but just thank you for making my birthday amazing. Totally. I couldn't do it without you guys. I love you so much.
We love you
so
too.
So, you know it. Yay! Until Tuesday, guys, I want you guys to stay in tune. Hit up Soul Ray for that skinny dreamers. What was it, 11 or 12 pounds?
12.
I lost 12 pounds in a month and a half.
Look,
she
said 12.
Skinny Dreamer.
12. She remembered
12.
That. Right. 12.
12. Thank you. Thank you, Sexy C. Thank you. Don't take my time
you
away.
You are the
I accomplished
12
that.
Pounds. And so, Ray, how long was that? How long did it take again for you to lose those 12 pounds?
A half.
A month and a half.
Look at, you see, you hear Fee Sexy Ma. Like, I can't even deal with her right now. She's
I'm sorry.
Like
I'm
Fee
Sexy
half,
Ma. That's right, girl.
Taking notes.
Right.
I'm sorry.
It was a pleasure meeting you, Fee Sexy.
It was a pleasure meeting you, too. I'm going to hit you up on Facebook. I'm going to look for you.
Okay,
definitely.
Look for me.
Soul Ray. S-O-L-R-A-Y.
And go to
okay,
right. And go
got
to skinnydreamer.com.
I'm on there already, honey.
Skinnydreamer.com.
That's bookmarked already.
Yeah,
that's
so you guys can hit each other up ASAP on Facebook. That way when Fee make her decision to do what she got to do, that it goes under the right account, Soul Ray. So make sure you guys bunk up on Facebook in the next couple of seconds after the show ends so Fee could be walked through correctly if she does decide to make a purchase and join or whatever it is that she has to do. And I will get into that too, definitely. So I love you ladies a lot and a ton, and thank you for sharing this evening with me. It couldn't have been better ever. Okay.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Miss P.
Thank you so much
birthday.
Again. Thank you. Off the Page magazine, we're looking for models. We're looking for everybody. Anybody creative. I don't even want to go through that list. Yeah, guys, read it on Facebook all the time. The applications is on the submission link on Intune's website, which is ntuned.webs.com. And then on the Who's Up Next link, there's a PayPal link. It's $25 for models for registration, and it's $50 for all artists and dancers. That's dance group. If you're a single dancer, pay the $25 under the model submission link on the PayPal link. Get in, do your thing. We look up to network with people, small businesses, entrepreneurs, anybody that's, you know, about the community or in the community that's doing positive things. We want you in the Off the Page magazine. Okay, did you guys see my new logo?
Yes, I did. I love it. I commented on it.
Thank you so much.
Oh.
It was actually paid for at 1 o'clock this morning and was actually done by 10 o'clock this morning. I'm also going to post this these new people that I'm using now for logos and stuff like that, too, and I'm also going to put them on the Intune as well as the Off the Page magazine website, which is currently being built right now. You can actually go to the Intune's website, and on the homepage, you can actually see the first cover. It's just a little template so people can know that the magazine is in progress. So basically, you guys can go on and look at the first cover with my face on it. No, I'm not trying to be on the first issue, but I put my face on it for now, just so you guys can get an idea that the magazine is coming to fruition. And, you know, again, I thank you all, and all of this is just, you know, for all of us to come together and do what we got to do. So Ray will be in the zine, so we'll see Sexy Ma. Everybody will have a chance to be in it. You know, you just have to come out of your little shell and hit me up and let me know what it is that you do and why you do what you do. Until next time, guys, which is Tuesday from 6 to 8, stay in tuned, okay? Thank you so much, So Ray, and thank you so much, Fee Sexy Ma, for spending the birthday with me, okay?
You're welcome, baby.
You ladies have a good night and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And then, Patty, if that's you still on the line, love you, girl. Keep doing what you do. And if you need some help with something, hit me up. You have the digits. I'll talk to you ladies later.
Okay.
Stay in tuned. Good night.
Stay in tuned.
In tune, Block Talk Radio.